This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي I praise Allah Almighty and I send prayers and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم his noble family, righteous companions and all those that follow them with right guidance until the day of judgment. Ameen. Glory be to you, O Allah. No knowledge have we except that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us anew. Subhanallah, lots of traffic on the way, which made me late. And this is the day where I need more time. Because this ayah needs more time. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ We said before that we ended a section with the verses of يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْكُمْ Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for a long while the stories of Bani Israel and all of their disobedience and the favors upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then talking to the Jews at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, and ended with very similar verses to the ones where that whole section began with, telling them to fear Allah and a day in which no soul shall avail another. Then now he comes to Ibrahim alaihi salam. What is the possible link? There may be many, subhanallah. First and foremost, is that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a man that everyone mentions and attributes themselves to and is proud and honored to connect themselves to, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Jews and the Christians themselves would like to establish a connection between them and Ibrahim alayhi salam, to the extent that they would claim that Ibrahim was a Jew or a Christian. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses rejects this claim and says Ibrahim was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. Right? But he was a submitter, he was a Muslim. So, he mentions now the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If that was of all of the story of Bani Israel and their disobedience and their rebelliousness, was the quintessence of disobedience, here we are coming to the epitome of obedience with Ibrahim alayhi salam. There, the ultimate violation of the covenant, here, the best example of respecting and fulfilling the covenant. This is why he is mentioning Ibrahim alayhi salam and his story. Furthermore, we talk about the Abrahamic religions, right? Judaism and Christianity and Islam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a very important focus. So he mentions his story after all of the stories of Bani Israel. Imam al-Razi also tries to find other linkages and he claims that there are several things connected to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam that obligates the Jews and the Christians and the Mushrikeen to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of that is what I just mentioned to you. And furthermore, at the end, we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his covenant or pledge does not include the wrongdoers, the zalimeen, the oppressors. So, they should remember that as well. We'll get to that point. He mentions as well that Ibrahim alayhi salam and his story is very much connected with the issue of the Qibla. And there was some issue, some mention of the Qibla, right? In the previous verses that we dealt with. And the Hajj as well. It has to do with the Hajj and the building of the Kaaba, which we will see in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. All of these things are specific now to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he's telling them, if you claim you follow Ibrahim, you have to follow Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. These are things which are specific to this deen, Islam, the Hajj and the Qibla and so on. And he also mentions one of the interpretations of Al-Kalimat, which we will get to, has to do with Khisal Al-Fitra, has to do with hygiene and keeping oneself ritually pure as a Muslim. And therefore this is something that they should also remember, and therefore abandon or neglect some of the impurities and the things that they used to do in their religion. These are some of the things that Imam Razi mentioned to connect the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam to the stories of Bani Israel that we heard before. Okay. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with some kalimat. Kalimat, directly translated from Arabic, words. What are these words? We will see. Connoisseurs of Arabic, where are they? Where are the Arabic linguists, the scholars of Arabic? Tell us now, why وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ, not وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبَّهُ. Of course not, تعالى الله. Oh, why ta'ala Allah? Is it so bad? Yes, it would be so bad. Yes, brother, it's clear, right? وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. The Qurra would know. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Usually in Arabic, when we have a verbal sentence, we have a verb. Then we have the person who performed that action or the verb, the fa'il. And then possibly sometimes the maf'ul bihi, the object of that action or of that verb. So usually the fa'il, which comes after the verb, will have a dhamma. It is marfu'. So normally it would be ibtala ibrahimu. But here ibtala ibrahima rabbuhu instead of rabbahu. So there seems to be a reversal. And indeed there is, because here the object is Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the one who is testing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we were to look at it that way, and remember when Ibrahim was tested by Allah, not that Allah tested Ibrahim the way it is written, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى Ibrahim. Allah tested Ibrahim, but Ibrahim is mentioned first. Okay? And this is specific to Arabic, because we don't have verbal sentences like this in English where you start with the verb. Oh yeah, we have verbs, brother, but we don't have verbal sentences where the sentence starts with a verb. In English, the sentences always start with the subject. Muhammad read. You cannot say read Muhammad, right? In Arabic, we have the verbal sentence. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Why? Because the focus is Ibrahim alayhi salam here. And because you would not be able to say it this way. Because technically what is being said is that not Allah tested Ibrahim, his Lord tested Ibrahim. So how would you say that? His Lord tested Ibrahim? Ibrahim's Lord tested him. Right? This is why. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. This is the use of this sentence, so that we can then say Rabbuhu, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His favor upon Ibrahim and calling Himself His Lord, the Lord of Ibrahim. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with some kalimat. بِكَلِمَات. Kalimat, when they appear in the Quran, they are of two types. Either they are kalimat shar'iyya or kalimat qadariyya. Kalimat shar'iyya are commands and prohibitions. Okay? Such as we see in the Sharia. Commands and prohibitions. Kalimat qadariyya are decrees. Are decrees. Do you remember when we talked about the corruption of Bani Israel and their tyranny? The famous ayat of Surah Al-Isra, they begin with وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Yes? فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُونَ. You forgot? Yes? This is qada. This kind of qada here, when he's mentioning Bani Israel, this is qada qadari. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this thing in the qadr. And many times when the Quran mentions the kalimat, the words, these words are qadari. They have to do with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The things that are happening in terms of the qadr. Most of the scholars of tafsir understood the kalimat here that Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with as kalimat shar'iyya, commands and prohibitions. Okay? Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with some of his commands and prohibitions, kalimat shar'iyya, and the most important of which, and very interesting opinion by one of the Imams of Al-Mufassirin, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with some words, and Ibrahim fulfilled. He fulfilled, meaning he passed the test. Not only did he pass the test, he passed the test with flying colors. Okay? And that's why he mentioned the other ayah, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Ibrahim who fulfilled. Fulfilled completely what was required of him. So he mentioned, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned these kalimat. He said 10 of them, 10, are in Surah Al-Ahzab. Where are the Huffaz? We have Huffaz, raise your hand. Don't be shy, don't be modest. Huffaz. 10 in Al-Ahzab. I see some people putting their head down. 10 in Al-Ahzab. 10 in Bara'ah. And 10 in Al-Mu'minun and Sa'ala Sa'il, meaning Surah Al-Ma'arij. The 10 in Al-Ahzab. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات. Yes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the male and female Muslims, male and female believers, male and female who are obedient. And He mentions 10 types. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab. These are 10 of the words, according to Ibn Abbas, that Allah tested Ibrahim with. Then the 10 of Bara'ah. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون. And he mentions 10 there. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون. The ones who repent, the ones who worship. And he mentions 10 types. All of which Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah, fulfilled. And then 10 which are mentioned in Al-Mu'minun, partly in Mu'minun and Al-Ma'arij. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ and so on. Again, the believers who are خَاشِع, they have خشوع and humility in their prayers, and who abstain from vain talk, and who give their zakah, and he mentions their characteristics. And there are others which are mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'arij which are not mentioned in Al-Mu'minun, and vice versa, all of which become 10. So 10, 10, 10 equals 30. So Ibn Abbas says 30 sahm, 30 parts of Islam mentioned in these 30 that we just mentioned to you. He says, these are the kalimat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with, and Ibrahim fulfilled all of those 30 parts of Islam. Allahu Akbar. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Ibrahim fulfilled them, completed them in the best manner. These are all, of course, commands and prohibitions. These are kalimat shara'iyya, right? However, and this is most of the, as we said, most of the mufassirin explained it as such. Some explained it as the manasik of the Hajj rituals, that these are the kalimat. Be that the tawaf around the Kaaba or the Safa and al-Marwa, and praying the two rak'ahs behind Maqam Ibrahim and so on. Some explain them as khisalul fitra or sunan al fitra. The sunan al fitra, the acts which have to do with ritual hygiene that we do, such as the cutting of the nails and the armpit hair and the madmada and istinshaq and all of these things. Some explain the kalimat as such. The only one that seems to have explained the kalimat as kalimat qadariya is Al-Hasan Al-Basri. When he said that Allah Azza wa Jal tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with the stars. The story about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the stars and the sun and the moon. And he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with the fire, when he was burnt in the fire. He tested him with khitan, circumcision. He tested him with hijrah. All of these things are qadari. They are decrees. They are things that Allah tested him with. And this is what we usually think about when we talk about ibtila. Tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm and give us patience. So he was patient with all of that. And there are many others, as you know. Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam ultimately with his son, Ismail, and the command to slaughter his son Ismail. One test after another, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was patient. So whether they are kalimat qadariya or kalimat shar'iyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him and he fulfilled them all. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Then he says that I am going to make you an imam. I have to finish, unfortunately there's no time left, but I'm mentioning this because this was another explanation of the kalimat. Mujahid and Al-Rabi' ibn Anas and others said the kalimat are what came later, afterwards. إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I am going to make you an imam for the people. This is a test. Again, later on in the verses we read that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim and Ismail, طَهِّرَ بَيْتِي, purify my house for the worshippers. This is part of the kalimat. This is how some understood it as well, that the kalimat are what follows. Imam al-Tabari, as usual, declares that all of what has been mentioned are part of the kalimat. Possibly all or some. There is not something absolutely specific, no hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, no ijma' consensus from the authorities on tafsir, and therefore it could be all of what we just mentioned. The kalimat could include all of that or some of that. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And we will continue inshaAllah next time. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in.